Good morning. The latest official figures released by the Health Ministry yesterday for the number of people who have tested positive for coronavirus since the start of the pandemic is now 1,702,328. That's an overall increase of 17,681 against the figure released on Friday. Last Monday's figure was 19,979 for the weekend period. The Ministry claims 1,800 of those infections occurred in the preceding 24 hours. Last Monday, the figure had been 1,959 for a 24-hour period. The overall accumulated incidence rate for Spain is now 215.1 per 100,000 inhabitants for the past 14 days. Friday's figure was 231.11 and last Monday had been 275.51. A government official yesterday said that Juan Carlos I deserves no special treatment by the legal system, amid reports that the former monarch is preparing to admit alleged undisclared income. National newspapers El País and El Mundo cited unidentified sources in their reports that the former king, who in August went to live abroad amid a financial scandal, wants to confess to non-payment of taxes. El País said the undeclared income amounts to more than 500,000 euros. Under Spanish law, confessing to undeclared income and paying the outstanding taxes allows offenders to avoid being charged with a crime. After he left Spain, Juan Carlos went to stay in the United Arab Emirates, but it's not clear whether he's still there. Transport Minister José Luis Ábalos said in an interview yesterday that everyone is equal before the law, for better or for worse. Two men wanted for murder in Scotland were arrested in Marbella and Glasgow. Spain's National Police, in collaboration with the UK's National Crime Agency and the Glasgow Police, have been working on an operation since October to capture two men who murdered a drug trafficker back in August before fleeing to Malaga. A 27-year-old man from the UK was arrested in Marbella, whilst a 22-year-old British man was nabbed at Glasgow Airport after fleeing from Malaga. Both had outstanding warrants for their arrests issued by the Scottish authorities in connection with the murder of a member of a criminal organisation dedicated to drug trafficking. According to officials, the fugitives themselves belonged to a Glasgow-based drug trafficking gang and reportedly shot a member of a rival gang at point-blank range because of a dispute over territory. The detainee in Malaga was extradited to the United Kingdom after the National Court of Madrid ordered his admission to prison until his extradition. The Spanish tourism authorities have unveiled a plan which hopes to welcome back tourists from March next year. The National Tourism Agency is launching a new Travel Safe campaign, which aims to encourage visitors to return for their holidays whilst giving them all the latest information. The idea is that there will be a dedicated section on the Spain.info website, which will include information ranging from local restrictions to what restaurant capacity is like. The section will include an interactive map of Spain where tourists can find the details, whether they're after a beach holiday, city break or a countryside escape. The campaign is estimated to be costing the region some 2 million euros and is expected to run for as long as there are coronavirus prevention measures. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.